March 31st, 1:22 a.m., 7th Avenue. Just walked walking home. There's light rain. No one out. I mean, I've seen two people in however long that is, 10 minutes. And on all of 7th Avenue, I have seen one passenger car, one minivan, one taxi cab, one police car, one New York Times delivery truck, and one garbage truck. That's in about six or more light changes, maybe more. Crazy. And now, after two more blocks, I'm going to angle down on Greenwich, and there's been one more vehicle, which was a SUV. So I've kind of had a little variation. But can you imagine, like, being able to see and remember every car that passed over 10 or so minutes on 7th Avenue in Manhattan at any time of day or night? Looking down Greenwich, there's only one car parked on the street, at least for the first couple of blocks. So it looks like a wide boulevard. It's like another city. It's kind of hard to imagine that after, you know, a change like this, that you wouldn't see it. You know, there wouldn't be a scar of some sort. But I think on the streets there won't be. I think it's kind of like being at the beach. You know, you make whatever sandcastle you make, but then the tide comes in and the tide goes out, and the sand looks the same. I mean, the city never looks the same, of course. But there's the life of the humanity that just continues to go on. I mean, it's almost impossible for there to be any more vacant storefront real estate, it seems, but I guess there will be a little more. I don't know when that started. Certainly a lot more after 9/11, and then it's really never gotten that much better, and then in the last 10 years, I think, with more and more online shopping, it's gotten worse. I've seen one biker in Greenwich, but otherwise, no cars in any direction, wherever I look. At least here, there's some parked cars, which you feel like you're not in a movie or something. Well, I'm going to finish in 3 minutes. I don't know how I got to be such a historian or documentarian or whatever it is. It's a bit of a disease. Enjoy. Well, so it's called the pause of the PS, because I put it in my pocket and it didn't turn off, so I'm now just crossing Houston Street. It's incredibly desolate. I mean, I guess I can't keep saying the same thing. I turned to go down McDougal, and everything was closed. I mean, Mamou's falafel that I've never seen closed was closed. I saw a bunch of homeless people kind of sleeping and crashed, but down here the more active folks, not aggressively panhandling, but it reminded me a lot of what's completely gone from this city in terms of, or at least the parts that I'm in. And you could see it, or I could feel it changing very quickly, you know, to when, especially with no one around, you know, the haves and the have-nots. It's pretty clear. A couple other big guys on another corner. I guess people that are usually in the park, Washington Square Park. Yeah, that's what was happening. Wants to know if I need any smoke. Certainly nobody out at this hour is wearing masks. And the little corner deli that's always open is closed. Their sign says they're just closed till 7 p.m. And I guess that's because more and more people don't. I mean, they don't want to go out even for some milk or some whatever. They can get everything delivered. Okie dokie. Now we've gotten to 5 minutes. That's the end. Goodbye.